Furthermore, the motto of the American Revolution was "No King, but King Jesus." America's original national seal was "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God," with a picture on the inside of the seal showing the Pharaoh being overthrown by the sea with Moses and the children of Israel safe on the shore. Now, John Hancock, the first signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and, with the proper sense of your dependency on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us." Apparently, this individual who wrote the article knows nothing of the Black Robe Regiment that the tyrant King George feared the most. The Black Robed Regiment were, in fact, the preachers that went before the forefathers in educating the colonies to resistance when it came to the corrupt king on the other side of the pond. They sacrificed themselves to establish the freedoms in which this author now enjoys today. This author went on to write that this Protestant should know what the Bible says about those in authority. First of all, the authority given to our representative government is derived from we the people. We receive our rights from God and in turn delegate power to those who serve we the people. Representatives work for us, America. We do not work for them. The Declaration of Independence declares they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. He then quotes Romans 13, 1 through 7. "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake." Then he goes on and says, "For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." The first scriptures take note, state, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." God ordained the power in that rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Did God tell his church to submit to that which he condemns? Is the church and civil government to justify the wicked and to condemn the righteous? Absolutely not. Is the church to transgress his laws and commandments? Of course not. If he did, that would make God unjust. I speak as a man. The church, along with civil government, is to magnify and enforce his laws unto judgment against the wicked. Now, did God tell his church to submit to that which he condemns? Absolutely not. Is the church to transgress his laws or to magnify and enforce his laws unto judgment? Of course not. If he did, that would make God unjust. Jesus said, "Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill." The Lord has, in fact, commanded nowhere in Scripture for the church to submit to the wicked. The Bible teaches just the exact opposite. We are to, in fact, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Furthermore, it would contradict what Scripture teaches us from Genesis all the way to Revelations every step of the way. think of this. Those that serve we the people before taking office swear to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S.
BBS
Constitution
Radio. Hey,
with their
BBS
hand
Radio.
On the Holy Bible. They are up.
Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, traitors, betrayers, backstabbers, and the list goes on. And, of course, all of you good people, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time, listen to me carefully, I've had these lines open for years, and it's amazing to me how when people have a problem with somebody else, they don't do what the Bible tells them in Matthew 18:15. If your brother, if you got a problem with your brother, go and show him his fault in private. In private. If he listens to you, you've won your brother. But if you don't, then you take it to others. Then if the others, when they take it to him and they don't want to listen to them, then you take it to the church. You know, it's amazing to me how that just never applies to this ministry. One of the things that I've always done in this ministry, friends, just for the record, now I'll explain to you what I'm talking about here in a moment, is if I've ever had a problem, I always go to the person privately. I've been in ministry for 25 years, and there is not a person on this planet that can ever say that I said something about them without them first knowing it, from me first confronting them with it. Well, that's what Scripture tells us to do. I learned that a long time ago, even before I knew Scripture. I used to be the guy when people would talk about me, I'd walk over to them and say, "What was that you were saying?" And I wasn't saying it to be provocative. I wasn't trying to incite a fight. I was just responding to something they said. And 9 times out of 10, when they said something about me, it was either completely untrue or it was hearsay. Somebody heard from somebody else. That's how it starts. That's why the Bible says when you have a problem with your brother, you're supposed to go to him. You know, my first pastor, as a matter of fact, I just talked to him yesterday, very prophetic, evangelistic pastor. He's the only one that I've really kind of hung on or hung in there with over the last 25 years, in the sense of the rest of them have fallen away. They went back to the world like that of Demas because they loved the world. They were not of us. First John chapter 2, read the whole chapter. It's fantastic. But what's interesting to note, folks, is I remember he told me, listen, if people have something to say, what I do, he told the church, he said, if someone comes to me and says, you know what, I got a problem with so-and-so, he gets them on the phone and says, okay, go ahead and confront your brother for the issue and try to resolve it first and foremost. Guess what? All of a sudden, they don't have a problem anymore. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Can we hit off on a couple things here, friends? It's very important that we do. Number one, ever since I've been on this radio program, I did not call to be on the radio, okay? I didn't ask to do this. I'm responding to the call respectfully and honorably. I am honored that the Lord put me in such a position, finding me faithful, putting me in ministry, okay? Never at one time have I gotten off of the word from what it says. Never one time have I ever asked people to follow Bradley Dean. Never one time have I asked anybody to ever follow me. I say follow me as I follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, like Paul said. But if I leave Christ, then you follow Christ. Okay? That's how it works. I've always said that since day one. Well, what's interesting is it's and I just seen someone, a famous preacher, an old-time general of God say, you know, it's interesting how everybody agrees with you until you point your finger at them. And how true it is. How true it is. And it's also interesting that now that we are in a time of great delusion, because people love not the truth. They've been given over by God to a delusion. That's what the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians 10. And it's exactly where we're at today. It's interesting how they will defend their political idol, but they will go ahead and allow you to attack the Word of God all day long. What's also interesting is Calvin said, you know, when a dog barks, you know, and he barks and he barks and he barks, he says, it's my job to go out and defend the Scripture, just like Paul defended the Scripture. We're there in the defense of the gospel. Why do we do it? Out of love. And we hold the sound doctrine. One of the things that we've always done on this show is we've always given you out of the mouth of two or three, let the word be established. Always. Okay? What I'm saying about political idolatry is that this is the new thing. Everyone loves that you are attacking false doctrine. Everybody loves that you're out there doing tea parties and you're calling it out constitutionally. Everybody loves the fact that you're out doing what they themselves have left undone far too long when it comes to high schools and colleges. Everybody loves what you have to say until you start to call out their favorite politicians for their transgressions. And then you know what you become? Because really, that's what it becomes. It's like we have no king but King Caesar, right? Then you're labeled a cultist because you're not going along with their deceptions. You're then called a cultist because you're not a part of the good old boys. You're now part of a cult because you're not following the guy that wants to go ahead and turn on you when you thought better of them. Folks, this is prevalent in the church. This is why, that's why people are leaving the church building in droves. If they've been sick, they have been sick and tired of being sick and tired of playing church games. And here's the other thing, folks. There's nothing new. Remember when Jesus was being crucified? By the way, 11 of the 12 apostles were all murdered. And the 12th, he got out of a boiling cauldron of oil, John from Patmos, miraculously. Was it because they were going around telling people what they wanted to hear? Or was it because they were holding to Scripture that brought the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment? My point that I'm making here is everybody loves you until you turn and point at them or what it is, the one thing that holds them back from Christ. And then what they have the audacity to do, like the Pharisees that crucified the Christ, they sit there and they say that we're the children of God as they persecute the Christ, as they hang him on the cross. And as they hang him on the cross, they shout out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no Christ, king but King Caesar. It's exactly what it is. Oh, folks, that you want to see some vicious people? You want to see some vindictive, spiteful people? Go ahead and attack their idol. Go ahead and tell them the one thing that they're guilty of. Because that is the point, especially when it comes to the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, that's what they are, Matthew 5:13. Go ahead and hit them right in the core as to where their heart really lies, because they will fight on the behalf of their favorite politician tooth and nail. Even going so far as to take the word of God, misconstrue it, pervert it, and then go ahead and aim at people that are preaching the word of God. You know, the fact of the matter is what they're doing is telling on themselves because they've been convicted for their sin, for their righteousness and their judgment, John 16:8. And then what they want to do is they want to shoot the messenger. So that's what they do. And I think people know this. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, folks, I did an article not too long ago about make distinction. Who are the Jews and who are not the Jews? Why would I say that? Because that's what Scripture tells us to do. Now, Jesus said in Revelation 3:9, what did Jesus say? I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and they are not. Was it Jesus that taught the church to make distinction between the sheep and the goat? Was it him that taught us righteous judgment, John 7:24? Was it him that taught us in the old, which in the new is a fulfilling thereof, in Ezekiel 44:23, that we're to make distinction between the holy and the profane? The profane means irreverence towards God. So we're supposed to make distinction continuously, right? But what happens when you hold the word of God and you point the finger at their sin, their transgression, 1 John 3:4? All of a sudden, you become the problem. I'll come right back to this in just a moment.
Social media, buzz feeds, fake news, and political propaganda. We need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Guys, I want to, I'm making a point here. I was just telling you I wrote an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. And or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. Now is your time to go ahead and confront the issues concerning my anti-Semitism. Okay? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, as I'm going through this right now, I just want to show you, I actually posted this just a little bit ago because, you know, what I was saying is everybody loves me until I point the finger at their idolatry when it comes to their favorite politician, right? Well, it's interesting because the response after I posted that was, there's not a human being that could hold any office in our land that's not a sinner, not one. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Our righteousness is but filthy rags. But here's the problem that you're having. The standard is not your sin or your excuses or your lies. Proverbs 19:9, read it. Apply it to yourself. That's not the standard. The floor is not the standard. The law is the standard, and it's easy to read, and it's easy to enforce. it's amazing to me, again, how people are willfully just turning the other cheek and allowing their favorite politicians' political idolatry to go ahead and lie, steal, kill, and destroy, just like their father, John 10:10, John 8:44, without recourse. They're more happy to suffer the abuse than to right themselves concerning the wrongs and those that are committing the wrong. Folks, here's another one. I'm trying to pull these up right now, and I don't know exactly why it's doing that, but I'm trying to get them all up at the same time. And I got it. Okay, so she says, you know, you're always calling him out constantly. His mistakes. Well, let me tell you this. When you look at the Committee of Correspondence in the 1700s, I believe it was 1777, and it was the Sons of Liberty, James Otis, John Hancock, Paul Revere, John Adams, Samuel Adams, the list goes on. They set that up to keep the colonies awake concerning the corruptions of the king that they were throwing off across the pond, namely King George, the lunatic that would not be ruled by God. You know, the problem that we are having here in this country is they don't understand, first of all, the price paid for their freedoms. They don't know why our forefathers threw them off, okay? As a matter of fact, the Tories were loyal to both sides, more so the British than the colonialists at that particular time, but they were more than willing to go ahead and submit to whatever side won. They were the in-betweenites. Those are the ones that were spewed out from the Lord's mouth in Revelation chapter 3. Where he said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Well, that's what we see here in America today. They just want to go back to sleep. They just, again, want somebody to do for them what it is that they're unwilling to do for themselves. I've highlighted this a million times. And I want to say this, too. What I want you to take particular attention to, pay attention to, is the fact that when people come back at me, they'll try to use scripture like judge not. Well, and then I say, listen, don't twist scripture the way that Satan twisted scripture. And one guy took the time and said, Bradley, you're not supposed to do this. You're not judge. You're judging, so on and so forth. And I said, no, I'm calling out by the knowledge of the law, Romans 3:20, the transgressions of the ones that you guys are praying to and praising and worshiping him while Christ again is being crucified. Am I supposed to just go ahead and turn out all the lights? Is that what you'd like me to do? Because you're in darkness. You want me to join you in your darkness? That ain't going to happen here. It's my job to be the light that reproves the darkness. Ephesians 5:11. And then, so what I did is I said, why don't you finish Matthew 7? And when we go over to Matthew 7, it's important that you hear this. When you go to Matthew 7, the whole of it, because you hear this out of context constantly, because again, Jesus taught us to use righteous judgment. Common sense tells us to use righteous judgment. Deuteronomy 4, the whole book of Deuteronomy. That's our wisdom in the sight of the nations. So I guess the new thing is no matter what you do, who are you to judge? Now, let me ask you something. When you're sitting back, not knowing what you're talking about, and you're trying to defend your sin, oh, there it is. Who are you to judge? You're not to judge us. What's the problem? Wait a second. Isn't it interesting that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ and you don't want to correct yourself? You don't want to instruct yourself in the ways of righteousness? You don't want to purge yourself? Apparently, you don't understand that during conversion, which you have not been converted, it's interesting to note that you don't bear the fruits of the converted. Because once your obedience is filled, you take vengeance on all disobedience, and yet you're trying to what? Justify your disobedience. Hey, folks, you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to do that. I want to see if I can pull up Martin Luther, and he said something absolutely fantastic. And again, I might have to go into my book to find this, but trying to defend your sin in so many ways or words is like trying to grab a hold of a porcupine without being stuck by one of his needles. And that's what he was equating it to. But again, that's what these people are trying to do. They're trying to justify. They don't know the word. They just know how to say, you're not supposed to judge. Well, wait a second. I'm using the judge's words. First of all, when you look at Matthew 7, 16, and 20, we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. And when we are fruit inspectors, for some reason or another, you don't want your fruit to be inspected. Why is that? And then when it is inspected, what do? You say, you're judging me. Wait a second. Christ is the standard. We're all being renewed day by day. We die in the morning, we die at night. For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I must decrease that he might increase. See, what you're trying to do is you're trying to find your life, and yet you're losing your life. But to those that lose their life for Christ's sake, they're the ones that find it. You have it completely upside down backwards, okay? So let me go over to Matthew 7. Listen carefully. This is what people say, and what they do is they never finish it in scriptural context. Judge not that you be not judged. For what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with the measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And why do you behold the mote that is in your brother's eye, but consider not the mote that is in thine own eye? Listen to what he says next. Oh, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. What does the Lord say? What does the Holy Ghost say through Paul? You hypocrite! You who don't practice what you preach, you're going out there and telling them how to live their lives, but you're not practicing what you preach. I'll tell you what, as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I understand that he who brings the fire must endure the flame. And then after you endure the fire and that flame, then you have a right to preach it, but not until then. Do you understand? I want to say something. Some of you people out there right now, you're playing games, and you're playing dangerous games, and you're playing it with yourself, because you're going to reap what you sow, because you don't know what you're talking about. And when you start to step into holy things and you're not a partaker of them, you're bringing a curse and judgment upon yourself. That's scriptural. Common sense, right? Let me finish this. He calls those people that are out there telling other people how to live their lives but not practicing what they're preaching, hypocrites. But what does he say to correct it? He said, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt clearly see to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eyes. That is never brought into the conversation. They never see it through. They always cherry pick. They always parrot what they hear, their hirelings from the pulpit, what they say. Then what does he say? He teaches us judgment right off the bat. He says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and try and turn again and to rend you. Isn't that what they do? That's exactly what they do. They don't read it through. You have to see the thought through, line upon line, precept upon precept, that the Lord might make his mind known unto us in context, not outside of context. Okay, so aside of that one, I wanted to hit another one. This was the one where we were talking about Revelation chapter 3:9, right? And so when we go over there, somebody said, Bradley, you're anti-Semitic. Hey, listen, the Israel of God are Christians, those that are in Christ. Now, are you talking about geographically? Is that Israel? Yeah, geographically it is. But there are those that are calling themselves Jews, which are Zionists, that are trying to set themselves up to be the Jewish people of the Lord, when in fact they are not. Who told you that? I didn't say it. What is the Lord saying? He's saying, make distinction. How many times I have dealt with people that profess to be Christians, and then when you tell them to make distinction after they attack you, they don't even want to take the time to read it because they know that they stepped out of school. They talked out of turn. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and they are not. Is that what everybody's highlighting right now, is the Zionist Jews that are trying to play behind the mask of God's chosen, the Jews? Yeah, it is. And then when we come back, I want to go over to that of Romans 2:28 as well in 29, so you can understand what Scripture says for yourself. 281-845-4704.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Radio.com. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Hey, this is Bob the Plumber from IMTV, working down here in Tennessee. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer, and I just love the guy and support him totally. He is a walking, talking Bible. And I love people that love God and know the Scriptures.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Hi, this is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show, and ever since, have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. What is most appealing is his perspectives are grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Each day, Bradley speaks the uncompromised truth with integrity. My family and I are now sons and daughters of liberty. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well. God bless Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Ministry.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'll tell you what, the phone lines are wide open. 281-845-4704. We got a call on there right now from California. I have no idea. Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, welcome to the show. What say you?
Hello. I received a Rumble text. It says, why do the wicked rule? I just wondered if that was questioned directly from you.
I have no idea what that is, guy. And maybe that's Rumble throwing out advertisements or something, but we had nothing to do with that, just so you know. Thank you for the call from California. 281-845-4704. By the way, I also wanted to say this. Isn't it interesting that I continuously throw the numbers out, and people, if they have an issue with something that you said, they know that you didn't take it out of context. They just want to believe that there's something wrong with you as they strain at the gnat and they swallow the big camel. Hey, folks, I'm in the ring all the time. Am I supposed to take my gloves off and talk to you in a way that's going to go ahead and appease your feathers because I'm going against the flow of the way that your feathers are set? I'm not here to play games. I'm here to get the job done, period. And right now what I'm doing is simply highlighting, folks, the nonsense that's being thrown out there, okay? Well, Bradley, are you anti-Semitic? Absolutely not. No, my Lord was Jewish. His mother was Jewish, right? Yeah. And I'm a Christian. I'm born from his spirit because of what he did for me on the cross through his blood in redeeming me back unto him. Am I anti-Semitic? Are you that biblically illiterate? That's scary stuff. That is scary stuff. I'm just simply going back and saying, this is what I said, is make distinction. We make judgment calls every day of our lives and at every step that we take. You make judgment calls. And why do you make judgment calls? Because you want to make the right decision. You want to be around the right people. You don't want to be around a bunch of people that claim to be what they are not. So what we do is, while everybody's going with the flow, following Donald Trump and the Zionists, and then attacking anybody that doesn't go along with them as anti-Semitic, they don't understand that's how you drive people into submission. They're playing right into the hands of those that are enslaving them. Because why? Because they don't take the time to make distinction. What's being promoted by the mainstream media and their love for the Jews that everybody better stand behind are not the Jews of the Lord. That is not the Israel of God, folks. Those are the ones that put the mask on as counterfeits. How do you know? Because I make a judgment call in making distinction by the fruit that they bear. Is it righteous? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It is not righteous. Let's go to Romans 2:28. Did Bradley Dean say this, or is this written 2,000 years ago for our admonition? Yes, for our admonition. A person is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a person is a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not written by the code. Okay? Such a person's praise is not from other people, but from God. You know, isn't that interesting? Because that was another thing that I wanted to talk about really quick, because I haven't even hit my topic yet. It's one of these things. Once saved, always saved. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you it is not true. And I'm also here to tell you that there's a lot of people, the masses, the millions, the tens of millions, the hundreds of millions of people that profess to be Christians in this country. I can tell you firsthand that they're not Christians. How? By judging them by their fruit. And hence, this goes back to the conversation that we're going to talk about concerning the show. If there's 337 million people in this country and 86% profess to be Christians, then why is it that they're submitting to 1.7% of the population that's wicked? You got to answer the question. Common sense comes into play here. But let me go back to this. Three passages that always or they will destroy, once saved, always saved. It is not true. We talked about predestination. We tipped in on election. Oh, you're one of those people. Yep, I am. And I'm one of those people that are taking heed because the Lord took the time to tell us to take the time and to teach us to take the time to make distinction concerning predestination and that or of election. It's not Calvinism. I'm humored when I hear people say, oh, I'm a Calvinist. No, you're an idiot. You don't know what the word says. Either you're a Christian or you're not. You're a Calvinist now, huh? Was John Calvin, was he crucified for you? Was the Wesleyans, was John Wesley, was he crucified for you? I mean, was the Presbyterians, was John Knox crucified for you? None of those men want you following them. They want you following Christ and him alone. He was the one that was crucified for you. But here it is, friends. If I'm born of the Spirit of God, I'm going to act just like him. I'm going to follow and feed upon the bread of life, John 6:35. Here's the other thing. It's the Bible that teaches us that it's the Spirit of God that bears witness to the truth, not a fallen man. What I notice is those that claim to be once saved, always saved more than anything else, they want to stay in their sin. and they want to use the grace of God as an excuse to stay in their sin, and they want people around them that believe the same deception, the same delusions that they believe, that if they're born again and they sin, they still have a place in heaven. You're sadly, sadly mistaken. Why? He that abideth in Christ sinneth not. Bradley, are you saying that you've never sinned? I'm not saying I never sinned, but I'm again here telling you, listen carefully so you can make distinction. I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard, and he's the one that told us in John 8:11 to the woman that was caught in adultery, go and sin no more. Did you hear that? And when you read 1 John, what does it say in 1 John 3:6? He that abideth in Christ sinneth not. Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Let me ask you, whose side are you on? It's interesting, these once saved, always saved people, they're on the side of the devil. They're on the side of trying to defend their sin before a just and a holy God. Why? Because they haven't taken the time to see Christ has been crucified as the propitiation for the sins of the world. There's no gratitude. Because out of gratitude, you'll walk in holiness. Hey, folks, 1-281-845-4704. All of you, a couple of you taking shots at Bradley Dean. I got the phone lines wide open for you. And I'm telling you to try to justify what you're telling other people. And here's the problem you're having. You can't. Because a true Christian desires to be free from sin, not to sin freely. And there is something called sin of presumption. That means doing it regardless because you know you can go to the grace of God. I'm here to tell you, Scripture says that Christ is not a minister of sin. You have not yet learned Christ. You put off the old man, you put on the new man. And when you're born again, all things old have passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17, behold, all things become new. These people that are trying to tell others, once saved, always saved, they're looking for an excuse for the sins that they willfully commit. You better read your Bible. Go over to Hebrews 10:26, read the whole chapter from that point down, and then also go over to high-handed sin in Numbers 15. And you tell me, and then we can go back to the New Testament again, which again is the fulfilling of the old. Remember when Jesus said those that continue in their sin are going to die in their sin? Let me ask you something. Where do sinners go? That's what hell is for. And isn't it interesting? Jesus warned of hell more than he did speak of heaven. But these people, they want to assure you that if you're saved and you said the prayer, you're going to heaven. You are being misled. Do you remember how the Bible talks about that the Spirit bears witness, and to those that have the Son hath life, and to those that don't have the life? Well, listen, if you have the life, guess what you're not going to do? If you have the grace, guess what you're not going to do? Look up the definition, Webster's 1828. It's an empowerment to restrain from committing the act of sin. That's what the definition is. And let's go back to what Christ said. Here, I just got another one for you because I'm going through this, and I'll tell you what, this stuff is on the end of my lips. And this is what I'm talking about when I have to have the shield of faith on, and I have to be prepared in season and out of season and rebuke with all authority the way that it tells us to in the book, the New Testament, and rebuking those that sin that others may also fear, which it says in the New Testament. I'm taking the time so you can beware of those that claim to be what they clearly are not. They cannot prove that man can tell another man that they're saved. They can't. But this is what you hear all day long. And I see it all day long. And I see the way those people live all day long. And it's not as a Christian. Do you guys remember? Hang on. I'm just thinking of this right now, and I just want you to hear this. Again, remember King David, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Remember King David, he laid the judgments of God before himself because he didn't want to offend God. That's not what they do. They remove all of that. They omit all of that in their conversation, and they hold to one side of a modern day false gospel. They're mushroom converts, and they need to be saved again and again and again. And I want you to understand, they tell you, for you questioning your salvation, which the Bible tells us to do in 2 Corinthians 13:5, that you're to examine yourself to see whether you be in the Christ or no, lest you be a reprobate. That means to abandon to sin. When you do that, all of a sudden you become the devil for questioning, having them question their faith. A man that's born of the Spirit of God, he's doing it all the time. He's searching himself all day long to make sure that he is putting on Christ, that he receives the engrafted word, which is able to save his soul. Do you guys remember going back to the point that I just was going to make? I got it in John 5:14 here. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole." He said, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." We should just talk about that. That's why I hold up these warnings continuously, friends, to combat the lies that those that aren't saved using scripture, the dead letter, because that's all they know is in their head. They want to try to convince you that people like me that are leading you by the Spirit, and I'm not saying that I am the standard again, but I am saying the Holy Ghost is leading. I'm saying that he tells us just the opposite of what they're telling us. Whoa. But who do people question?
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday?
Be right back.
Come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by his wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
E. Stanley Jones said, "Grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious, the giver makes you give." BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley. Cool.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, I'm still waiting, man. I'm waiting for my accusers to accuse. And to correct, I mean, if you love me, then tell me the truth, right? But the problem is you went out and you told everybody else, those that would listen to you anyways, you went and told them before you told me, but yet you didn't do the first thing the right way. And yet you want everybody to listen to you. And it's like it's not an issue of them listening to you or an issue of them listening to me. It's an issue of me pointing the finger back and saying, put your feet here. Keep them on the rock. I was just talking about this, and I haven't even got to the main topic, though it coincides with it perfectly. Somebody posted this, three passages that destroy, once saved, always saved. A true Christian desires to be free from sin, not to sin freely. Exactly. It's totally true. Those that want to be assured of their salvation and never question it. Those are not the ones working out their own salvation with fear and trembling, folks. 281-845-4704. And here's another thing. When people, this is why I come back on the show oftentimes and correct the way I said it, though I said it as clear as I possibly could, and regardless of how clear I made it, they had to confuse it. And they had to confuse it. Why? Because they're being divisive. And I'm not saying that they're being divisive because you don't, again, I'm not the one, I'm not looking for followers. I want you to follow the Christ. And the only thing I can preach here is what I know to be true. And what I know to be counterfeit, I am going to take the time and call it out for what it is, period. And don't sit there and tell me how much you love me when you don't do what the scriptures tell you to do. You're a hypocrite and you know nothing of the love of God, period. This is overall. 281-845-4704. Now, I must have given out that number at least five or six times. Okay? I wanted to highlight something here too, and I'll close that point, and I want to make another point. John 5:35. Okay? What does it say? What did Jesus say? Himself, right? Red letters in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 34. I receive not testimony from man. He also said, I receive not honor from man. So therefore, he's not going to receive the confirmation of anything from man, but only seek out the real honor which comes from God. Oh, wait a second there. Let's go ahead and destroy this man-made doctrine which is attempting to make void the commandments of God when preaching the word of God and holding to the word of God. I receive not testimony from man. It's not for a man to tell you that you're saved. But these things I say, Jesus said right after that, listen to this, and I'm going to go on to the next point. He said, but these things I say, what did he say? I receive not testimony from man. Then he said that you might be saved. Where does he receive his honor from? The Lord, the Holy Ghost. He's the one that manifests the righteousness from heaven through him. Remember Jesus said, if you don't believe me, at least believe me for the work's sake. Because if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Who's bearing witness to Jesus in his commission? The Father is, by the Holy Ghost, that men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost knows how to illuminate you. He knows how to show you what's right and what's wrong. And so here, the Lord just drives me over to John 3:18 really quick. And I want you to hear this before I make the next point. And it looks like we're going to have to get to the main topic, part two of today's show tomorrow. When you go over to John 3, it says that for God had not sent his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's right. He didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but wait a second. That's where most people will stop, namely the biblical illiterates. That's usually as far as they go because they want to, again, put themselves on a rickety platform in hopes that you don't know what Scripture has to say. The majority of what I deal with come from professing Christians. If you look at Christ constantly, it was the Pharisees that were constantly testing their steel. It was the religious hypocrites of the day that were constantly trying to find fault with Christ. But yet in John 8:46, what did he say? Which of one of you convinceth me of sin? It's another thing I brought up on the show 100 times. I'm not going to talk out of school. Because Paul said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought through me. So therefore, when you go ahead and you try to persecute those that are holding to his word in school, what you don't realize is you're going to get it sooner or later. It will fall back upon yourself. That's why it's dangerous when you play games like this. When you don't do it the way that the Lord teaches us through his protocol, if you will, to do it the way he tells us to do things, not the way that you want to do things, right? For God not sent his world or his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him, believeth is a verb, it's an action word. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Whoa. And this is the condemnation. Here it is right here. This is the condemnation that light is coming to the world and men loved darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest their deeds should be wrought in God. That means pounded in place by a hammer. You know, one of the things too, I noticed that when people, especially if I have a little knowledge of who they are, when they you know, attack me, I can have conversations with people and they'll agree with everything that you're saying concerning the Word of God, but you see their lifestyles don't interact. There's no intercourse with the Word of God in their life. They have no idea what they're talking about. In many cases, there's zero integrity. They can't keep their word. If a man can't keep his word, he's worthless. Ecclesiastes 5:4. Numbers 30, verse 2. Deuteronomy 23:23. So again, what I see is people wanting me to turn the lights down so I can go hang out with them in the darkness and then I'm a part of the club. That's not me. It never will be me. Why? Because it's not my Christ. It's not my big brother. I see too many people counterfeiting, representing him according to themselves as the standard rather than Christ and his word is the standard. I'm not going to play that game. Again, it's a dangerous game. Here's another thought. I got 3 minutes left. We'll pick up the rest of the show tomorrow. Then why do the wicked rule? This was posted, and I praise God for this. This was awesome. It was not legalism. By the way, if you look up Webster's 1828, you're not going to find the word legalism. Again, the revisionist. They try to equate your obedience to the Lord as being legalistic. I'm sure you've heard this. It's like, I'm faithful to my wife according to these people, if you want to call them that. These little devils, half beast, half devil, said George Whitefield. When you're faithful to your wife or your wife is faithful to their husband, somehow or another, in the minds of these, you're legalistic. Why do you obey your... Why are you obedient to the Lord? I want to tell you why. Because if you're not obedient to him and you don't love him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, you're not going to be able to love your wife. You're not going to be... If you're not faithful to him, you're not going to be faithful to your wife. And that goes through every facet of your life. So to suggest that because I love my wife and I'm faithful to my wife, I'm legalistic. Now going back to this post, because I obey the Lord, because I'm thankful for what he did for me, to whom much is forgiven, loves much, that's me, right? According to the mindset of other people, that's legalistic. It was not legalism for Jesus to do everything his Father commanded him, nor is it for you when you obey him. You do it because you love him. All of these little rickety platforms these people try to throw when they're shooting their little poisonous darts at you, that's why you got the shield of faith. You just stand them up and you just say, listen, if you got a problem with me, you're supposed to come to me. And I just hit, what, 4 or 5 topics today concerning what I'm seeing out there again, and they have it completely upside down. And I am here to tell you folks, they are not saved. I am telling you that. I'm telling you that according to the fruit that I see them bear. It counters the Word of God. When you see them going in the direction of the Word of God, and maybe you need to put little training wheels on them and help them along the way, that's one thing. But when you see them war against what it is that they realize not, and they call themselves Christians already, they're not Christians. That is not what a Christian does, okay? What he does is he bears fruit to the Father where he's glorified, Matthew 5:16, not the other way around. Now, again, 281-845-4704. We're almost done with the show. Wanted to let you know that 4,700 people showed up for church yesterday. Wanted to tell you I'm honored. I am humbled. And I thank God for every single one of you. We do church on Sunday, every Sunday at 9 a.m. You're welcome to be a part of it. For those that have been doing their best to go ahead and smear me as a servant of Christ, I forgive you, but rest assured, you're going to reap what you sowed. And don't tell me I didn't try to tell you, okay? Folks, we hold to the Word of God here, not to the Word of man. We're not going to comply because someone's feelings have been hurt or they think they know something when they're talking out of school. Dangerous business, guys. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in